For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert at the University of Oregon. I'm speaking with Andre LeDuc. He oversees emergency and risk management and environmental health and safety. He's incident commander at the mass vaccination clinic here at Matthew Knight Arena.
When's the last time you saw anything like this in your work?
We, fortunately, at the University of Oregon, and actually in Oregon, have not seen this scale of a mass vaccination effort. But we're not the first, unfortunately, that UC Santa Barbara, Princeton, and Providence College all had similar outbreaks with the same strain of meningitis.
Talk a little bit about the vaccination itself and what you know about the way it's being administered and also followed up on.
Right. So, again, the difficulty with this age group is getting them to, you know, both come in for a shot, but then return for follow-up. What I mean by that is we're administering the first shot now. May 12th and 13th, students can come back to a clinic on campus, or they can go to any Safeway, Albertsons, or Walgreens in the community to get their second shot. And then the third shot will be sometime in week of welcome. But the other critical part that we wanted to make sure was that by using providers to help us with this, so the idea that when the student leaves our campus, they still can, we're trying to remove any hurdle from them receiving all three doses of the vaccine.
And is this the Trememba?
This is the Trememba, yes.
Andre, let's talk a little bit about these students who are here. We're in the kind of respite area, the waiting room. You're observing these students.
Correct. Yeah, so what we've tried to do is set up a process that makes it really easy for the students to come in. And so they start on the other end of the arena, go through kind of a paperwork process, and then they go through the immunizers, and we have about 20 stations. And so where we're at right now is after the students have received the vaccine, we ask them to stay around for about 10 to 15 minutes just to see if they'd have any immediate negative reaction from the vaccine. We have volunteers from Peace Health, nurses that are here, and we also have some of our fire life safety staff that are EMT trained that are here.
Have you seen any issues at all?
We have the few issues that we've seen have been related to people not liking needles. So, you know, kind of in this quantity of administering a vaccine, it's nothing abnormal, meaning we've had a few people faint.
You talk about the paperwork. There is a cost to this vaccination, whether it be taken up by the U of O or the student.
The last week's clinic, we were still working on getting the insurance groups in order because the vaccine is so new. It's been approved by FDA, but it had not yet gone through the approval process for insurers to cover it, which happened last Thursday. But so basically when a student comes in, there's a form that we have them fill out that basically gives us the critical information of their, you know, simple medical history. We're validating that they are a student. And then we step them through some quick stations that if they have questions about the vaccine, there are people on site that can answer that. But the other thing that we have happening right now is the CDC is actually doing a nasal carriage study. This is a bacteria that can be in somebody's nasal passage and they're not sick. So trying to get more data about the outbreak. And again, the students have been really receptive to that because we're in this unfortunate situation where we did lose a student. We're trying to, one, protect as many students as we can, but at the same time, learn from this.
Are you hopeful that you will hit your goal of vaccinating all or most of the undergrads?
When you think about trying to vaccinate 22,000 students, that is a very lofty goal. One of the things that we're doing is targeting our messaging the rest of this week at really trying to get to the residence halls and trying to get to Greek life and to freshmen. So those higher risk areas. And what we consider would be a success is if we can get to the 80 or 90% of those specialized groups. And that what I think is realistic at a campaign of this big is looking at what other campuses have done of if we can break that 50% mark.
For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert at the University of Oregon.